Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Yo, si helele mama, helele yo. Si helele mama, helele yo. Si helele mama. Mama, uhele siyani la sechaba, dihomo di fele.
Go down,
yeah, yeah.
Go down.
They told me everybody's 15 minutes in a different time zone. And since I have it at the moment, you the one I wanna shine my light on. Get your life, little mama, won't you get your life on? Ain't nothing cooler than the wrong moves when you do them to the right song, the right song. Let's shoot this movie and put the shit on repeat. I hope this memories are making me fall asleep. Before we hit the road, put our phones on silent. Nobody's trying to bring sand to the beach. What would it take to change plans for the weekend? Cause I'm trying to kick it like eat. The whole thing, the pre-party, the pre-sex. Then we hit the major league with a Jesus.
I like you, girl, in particular. You in particular. Say, I like your waist in particular. I like you, girl, in particular. Yeah, you in particular. So I like your waist in particular.
Give me love one of these days. Ha, got it, go. Now you stop me, mommy, you already know, mama. Got it, baby, got it, go. Me, I can't lie, oh. I like you, girl, in particular. Can I see your particulars? I've been screening you like una película. So, baby, let's steer it up, yeah.
You in particular, say I like your waist in particular. Say I like you, girl, in particular. Yeah, you in particular, say I like your waist in particular.
We return with a fresh package of Africa Weekly on Radio Africana. It's a delight and pleasure to always be able to share with you the latest conversation as it involves current affairs, entertainment, culture and tourism, and everyone's delight, sport. I'm Emmanuel Etim in great production company of Chris Okunowa. Wherever you're listening from, I hope you're having a great Saturday. There's a lot to share on today's broadcast. Before then, here's Larry Gaga, Pat Rankin, and Odumodu Black. Someone's just painting a picture of the devil.
Gaga music.
If you kill her, I'll be again. Why you
even devil said they wear white.
Put me on top of my ups. Gaga, she might come on, no go ever stop. Hey. This game is not for learners. Rather use your upper. Conny man, be very conny man. I'm on a mini man. Critically flying Bolivia or Panama. The boy will hustle for a rubber, stand for body bag. Yeah, when they my side, I be me, they come, yeah, come. When she don't go for a look at club, I coach her up. Even pussy where them duck my nigga brother, it too small. You know, sex nigga, this one no be too face Dibia. This bullet enter, the shooter cast off their hand. If there's no call, I don't follow. My compass, I voto. My kala, you know, they ever throw. Sagadas, the lamba kick like Jackie Chan. The powerhouse, my career,
I'm not like Jackie Chan. If they don't invite you, make you no go. I saw a logo. I go advice, make you no go. Even devil said they wear white.
God the music.
Eja Jesus lo tele mi wa. Oluwa stand firm for my back. Anointing oil on the shako. Even devil said they wear white.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Africa Weekly on Radio Africana. Quite the jam that was. We're broadcasting live from Manchester. It's a happy Saturday, the 18th of October, 2025. Let's start off, as always, sharing some of the top current affairs stories as it affects the continent, Mama's continent. We begin in Nigeria. This incident took place in the country's northwestern Zamfara state. It was all about gunmen who ambushed some security personnel, and there were casualties. About 8 people died. They include 5 police officers and 3 members of a local paramilitary group. They just somehow walk hand in hand with the police, and the incident was announced by the governor. The attack took place during the week, Thursday to be precise. It happened on the Gosofen Tower Road in Zamfara State, Safe area. Well, as I speak in the show today, Africa Weekly, no group has claimed responsibility, and this is heartbreaking because literally it hit home, and it's a bit demoralizing as such attacks are pretty common. In the northern region, where you've got local herders and farmers who just often clash over limited access to land and water, there's always something causing a commotion. The farmers would accuse the herders, mostly who are of the Fulani origin, of grazing their livestock on their farms. And of course, when that happens, they destroy the produce. So that aside, Nigeria is still currently battling to contain Boko Haram insurgents who are residents in the same region, where some 35,000 civilians have been killed and more than 2 million displaced. That's according to the United Nations. These are not my statistics. So I'm hoping that the government, not just the governor, of course, the president of the country, would pay priority to that part of the country and everywhere where there seems to be insecurity. Well, in Cameroon, the 12th October elections have come and gone, but the results are still pending. It's pretty typical on the African continent, if I say so, where you have parties who contest an election after the election claiming victory. And this is also going down in Cameroon. And despite that the fact that official results are not out yet. It's not expected for another week. And the port city of Garoua, the northern Cameroonian area, supporters of the opposition leader Issa Chiroma Bakary are keeping watch outside the former minister's house. They are doing this because they're not sure what the president, Paul Biya, what his government could do to Issa Chiroma Bakary. So they are there camping, the young Cameroonians, both men and women, taking turns day and night on the forecourt of his home in Garoua, armed, of course, not just being physically present, they're also fortified. They've got slates, as they're called, and clubs. They are there to protect the opposition leader from arrest after he publicly challenged the outcome of the election. And also, not just the fact that they are protecting him, they are calling for President Paul Biya to resign. He's 92 years, Paul Biya. He's been in power over four decades, 43 years, and he's still contesting to be president of Cameroon. And residents of Garoua, while speaking to the BBC, mentioned that Cameroonians are suffering. These are his words, not mine. If you see the young people out there, you have to understand that we are tired. We are graduates and we have no work. We need to change the country. We want change from north to south, from east to west. We don't want war. Sorry, Papa Biya, you have to hand over power to the people. Of course, he was speaking in French, had to be translated in English. But it's a very, very bleak situation at the moment. When the official results come out, it could be a landmark if Paul Biya fails to win re-election, or if the trend will continue, and you never know, there could be a breakdown of law and order, which isn't what we expect or hoping to see. In Madagascar, the military leader is pretty grateful to Gen Z protesters. He's been sworn in. His name is Colonel Michael Randri Anirina, quite the tongue twister. He was sworn in as the new president of Madagascar just days after a military takeover. Well, he swapped his fatigue for a suit and had to thank the young people who took to the streets, because over the last couple of weeks, I know I mentioned this also on Africa Weekly some weeks back, protesters on the streets who've been calling for the resignation of President Andry Rajoelina, who eventually had to flee the country. And the consequence of him fleeing the country, that's President Andry Rajoelina, led to his impeachment. So we did see pictures and footage of the ceremony that took place at the Constitutional Court in the capital, Antananarivo, where a large crowd had to gather to watch, including those who spearheaded the demonstrations, I should say. And as expected, the man who's in charge of proceedings now, using football terms, Colonel Michael Randi Anirina, said that today marks a historic turning point for our country, with people in full fervor, driven by the desire for change. We joyfully open a new chapter in the life of our nation. It didn't come cheap. There were people who lost their lives, because the United Nations say at least 22 people died during clashes between police and demonstrators. Well, the man who's a wall at the moment, President Andry Rajoelina, says no, UN, your figures are not correct. He put the figure at 12 and also blamed looters for the violence. It's important to mention that a funeral for one of those who died was held during the week. Well, in Liberia, just before we share one more story in the current affairs segment, this has to do with a scuffle between the country's education ministry and the drug enforcement agency. They call them LDEA. Why? What's this scuffle about? I'll tell you. Well, the education ministry has decided to block controversial plans to introduce mandatory drug testing in all of the country's schools. They say they are first not aware of any plans that the enforcement agency or the government have to test students, and also added that such a decision, if it's true, had to be based on concrete evidence and properly thought through. So, what is this testing about? Well, the interim head of the Liberia Drug Enforcement Agency, his name is Fitzgerald Biago, he was speaking to local media and mentioned that school testing would help address the growing problem of drug abuse. So they just want to be able to walk into schools and randomly test children. It's like what they do athletes at the Olympic Games. They just see that you're a superstar and they test you. But this one has no superstardom attached to it. They just walk into school and test children. And this announcement, as expected, had to spark a mixed response. Some thought it would help tackle the scourge of drugs, while others saw it as an invasion of privacy or feared it would cost pretty too much. Last year, the president of the country, Joseph Boakye, had to declare that drug and substance abuse are a national emergency. And the fact that a recent European Union-backed report estimated that one in five young Liberians take drugs. Well, the Education Ministry, via its assistant minister in charge of students, Sonny Sese-Toure, told the BBC that this kind of plan required proper research. Exact words, what happens to students who test positive? What are the social services in place for them? Some of them might be bullied even after returning and may affect their overall educational performances. Well, the president, Boakye, dismissed the leadership of the LDEA sometime in August this year, and just recently appointed Biago, who is a former senior police officer, as the interim head of the agency. Interesting days, I reckon, because you've got a child out of school and he or she is returning back home telling your mom and dad, I got tested for drugs at school. I'm not sure how the parents will react to this. Just one more before our first break. In Kenya, the country continues to welcome high-profile individuals as they send forth Prime Minister Raila Odinga. They're sending him home. There was a state funeral service held just some hours back where presidents and representatives of African heads of state had to join thousands of mourners to pay their last respect to a man considered as a beacon on political life in the East African country. But it was heavy security at the stadium. Three people died during Thursday's public viewing. Police had, you know, issues with crowd control, and at least 10 other people were injured at the event after police fired live bullets and tear gas at a surging crowd trying to reach a pavilion where the casket was placed. Former Prime Minister Raila Odinga, the democratic reformer, died this week in India at the age of 80. It's important to say this, that he had the opportunity to be president, but it didn't happen. He ran for Kenya's presidency 5 times over 3 decades, and he never succeeded in becoming president. But he's a man who's revered for a life of activism which helped steer Kenya toward becoming a vibrant multi-party democracy. And the current president, William Ruto, said Odinga deserved the honor being accorded for having been a legislator for 15 years, and Kenyans will today have one more opportunity to view his body. That will take place in the western city of Kisumu. It's near his rural home in Bondo, where he would be buried tomorrow, Sunday, to be specific. His family said he had requested to be buried quickly, just ideally within 72 hours, which is very unusual for popular leaders in the East African country. While still, they have to respect his last words. We'll take a break now. When we return on Africa Weekly, it'll be the tourism and culture segment of the show.
Okay, I'm the Banj, Oski Banj, like my Jamaican friends call me. Make a telling of my story. Making a decision, and don't you have to say this. Okay, and that one means say, what do you mean? I need to get to shed you, I want to get to pay you. She want more, we pay.
so we be ski ban jo le pa won ke oni ti ba se dada ma pa ju be lo in one day ha oni ise ti ma se ni wi pe ma lo no ke niba ti ade dixie ha awa lo teke awon ikan ti so fun mi bi pe kin sa lo to ba jade be like nuhu stand there lu everybody in the shop stand there lu to shed you bare what it be your job for me. I need to shed you bare. I want a kitty page. She won't be paid for photo that you move me. I need she won't be paid. I am the great woman. I am a teacher. Aye gbogun ni mo bo lowo mo ta reti eleya ni mo bo lowo so ba ni oni na ma mu wola lo ma mu mo bo lowo ni bo le fi toluwa mi si o mo bo lowo glory glory hallelujah thank you father for always me glory glory hallelujah I'm for perfume by power of Sparano.
Bad wrong gun.
What have we do to get your love? Girl, I don't give you all I got, but it's not enough for you. Fire me got a pot of love. Now I be say I don't be getting off of you. Yeah, waiting be done, nothing I can do for my baby anytime when you need me come to me, my shawty, wally. Waiting be done, nothing I can do for my baby my shawty, oh dey, my baby say you there for me. I there for you, baby. Say you there for me. As I there for you. Oh no, no. Yeah, waiting me die, nothing I can do for my baby, anytime when you need me, come to my shawty, wally. Waiting me die, nothing I can do for my baby, my shawty, oh dey. My baby, what you wanna do, girl, where you wanna go? Cause anywhere you go, girl, I go follow, go. Cause I like the way you back it up, the way you go down low. And that's the reason they be hating on you, baby, you the baddest. Step on the dance floor and show you madness. I'll be your king, you be my real earnest. Shut up about the girl, damn, you are the flyest. Baby, say you there for me. As I there for you. Baby, say you there for me. As I there for you. Oh, no, no.
boy born dead.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Africa Weekly on Radio Africana. We're broadcasting live from Manchester. I'm Emmanuel Atim. Let's get into the tourism and culture segment of the show. It's a part of the broadcast which just allows us to amplify the cultural workings of a chosen country and just plant into your hearts for potential visitation. The continent's 3,000 tribes, 2,000 languages and dialects. Africa is blessed. Well, today we are in Ghana. Just before the profiling, the Minister of Tourism, Arts and Culture there, Abla Zifa Gomeshi, has called on Ghanaian creatives to unite and position the country as Africa's cultural and creative headquarters, just somehow leveraging the growing global attention around December in Ghana celebrations, because they do have this festival that goes on in December. Nigeria also do have Dete December, but in Ghana it's pretty unique. It's beyond a carnival. The minister made a call at the official launch of the 2025 December in Ghana celebrations, which was held at the Banquet Hall of Jubilee House in Accra. She said, "Well, the growing recognition must inspire us to think bigger. Our arts, music, fashion, and film are not just entertainment. They are tools of national branding, job creation, and of course international diplomacy, and emphasis the fact that they could move beyond seasonal success and build a sustainable creative economy." Well, let's talk about why that West African country is and should be top on the list of your potential tourist destinations. Ghana, it's a land of rich rhythms. They do have warm smiles, endless color, which constantly tells a story through music, dance, art, and history. Ghana's culture is vibrant, deeply rooted in community and tradition. The sound of the talking drum and the taste of jollof rice. Well, I'm gonna say this, Niger, jollof still reigns. For tourists, though, if you're thinking of going to Ghana this weekend, or next week, or for the Christmas celebration, it's pure magic. You can trace the painful yet powerful history of what transpired during the slave era at the Elmina and Cape Coast castles, or you want to stand at the door of no return, as they call it, and just feel the weight of history. You can also explore the lush rainforest at the Kakum National Park, where canopy walking hangs just high above the trees, or you could take a trip up north to Mold National Park if you're one who fancies just somewhat a bit of wildlife. And then there's Kumasi, the royal heartbeat of the Ashanti Kingdom, a location which houses one of Ghana's most influential tribes. Just a few details about the Ashanti people. Interestingly, it was at a naming ceremony yesterday, and the priest who came to bless the baby comes from the Ashanti region, and had to share a very profound tale of children. When they bet boys, they celebrate and say, "Yes, savior has come," sort of. When it's a girl child, it's a different feeling, because back then, boys go to war while the girls fetch water. But the orientation obviously would differ now. But when it comes to the Ashanti women, they are the backbone of the home and the community. They play powerful roles, and not just as mothers, traders, decision makers. In fact, the Ashanti society is somewhat matrilineal, which means family lineage is traced through the mother's side. They're also known as Ohima, the queen mother. They get the chance to help choose the next king, which gives them such power. And the Ashanti, the largest ethnic group in Ghana, for record purpose, and the culture runs, it's very deep in tradition, unity, and royal pride. And when you talk of Ashanti, they are blessed with amazing dishes, food, another joy of the Ashanti life, that fufu with light soup and pesi with kontumire, and as I mentioned, they love jollof rice, even if Nigeria is perfect. And then there's music, rich, rhythmic, spiritual. The Ashanti love their drums, they love their flutes and the xylophones. Music isn't just for fun for them, it speaks, they communicate with music. They carry centuries of wisdom and artistry. Their tradition continually just reminds everyone that culture is not just about the past, it's about identity, it's about pride and the beauty of belonging. So that's it. Go to or make your plans for 30 December for Ghana. But if you want to leave quickly and just go to Ghana, yes, make sure you just go get blessed with the Ashanti tribe. Here's a classic composition from Ghana. When we return, it will be time to talk entertainment on Africa Weekly.
It's Jeez. See, I just came back from Ghana. And I wanna share the stuff that everyone was doing over there. Nobody wanna see you rising. And when they do, they don't even like it. They just wanna see you deep in crisis. Drive yourself, you don't need the license. Holla her, she can even ride it. Go ahead, move your feet just like this. Then he showed me the latest. We walk over the pages. Now what you do, my Azoto, Azoto, Azoto. Now watch me do my Azoto, Azoto, Azoto. Now watch me do my Azoto, Azoto, Azoto. Now watch me do my Azoto. We walk over the pages. And what you do, my guys? Zonto, zonto, zonto. 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 We walk over the pages. And what you do, my guys? You all wanna learn how to do this. So I'ma take you right through this. Zonto dance is the movement. So when you jump on the floor, better use it. First step is a step, step. You can move to the right, to the left, left. You can even freestyle when you step, step. Put your hands in the air and you rep, rep. So go, go, go. Twist your fingers, you can wave and say hello, low, low. Make a fist and you can hit them with that blow, blow, blow. No violence, that's how you do my zo, zo, zo. Let me see you go, go. QB taught me this. Nobody wanna see you rising. And when they do, they don't even like it. They just wanna see you deep in crisis. Drive yourself, you don't need the license. Holla her, she can even ride it. Go ahead, move your feet just like this. Then he showed me the latest. We walk over the pages. Now what you do, my Azoto, Azoto, Azoto. Now watch me do my Azoto, Azoto, Azoto. Now watch me do my Azoto, Azoto, Azoto. Now watch me do my Azoto,
Azoto. Like the way I do it, like, you know. Just listen.
What you do, my
guy? Move to the left and right and watch me free. Azoto. All my ladies try to pose and free. Chafoto. Drop it low and make the boy say damn. Akosombo. Freestyle it the way you want to say. Uchimo.
What you do, my guy? Azoto. 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 Now watch me do my Azoto. 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 Now watch me do my Azoto. 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 Now watch me do my Azoto. Migrants gang, man I like her, show me
Azoto. Ajay, Ajay, Zingologo.
Azoto.
Azoto, Azoto.
When that song came out, it was pretty everywhere. Nigeria, Ghana, South Africa, everyone danced to Azoto. We are still listening to Africa Weekly on Radio Africana, the UK number one Afro station. We're broadcasting live from Manchester. It's the radio station everyone agrees with, no doubt. Let's talk entertainment. This time, I was on my phone and just scrolling through X. Never get used to calling it X. I'm trying. Twitter. Yeah, it's more convenient. And the comment of the statement by ace Afrobeat singer and songwriter Tiwa Savage, who went to a podcast, the American podcast Air Service, and she said she was willing to consider polygamy and become a second wife. And she revealed this while she was, you know, one of the guests. She's got a child. She's a mother of one. She says she's at a point in her life where Her eligible suitors are either in their 50s, already married. That's those who are coming to you know, just say, Tiwa, Showa, are you available? And she says this current reality has just made her open up to the idea of potentially being a second wife. She said, and I quote, "If I meet somebody who can really marry me, they are either in their 50s or already married. So I don't know. Maybe I can be a second wife. I think so. I could be a second wife," she says. She went in to assure that she wouldn't be troublesome to her co-wife, stressing that she's quite respectful and would be focused on work. For what it's worth, Tiwa isn't just, you know, a single mom. She was once married to music executive Tunji Balogun, also known as T-Bleeze, in 2013. That happened. However, they went their separate ways about 5 years later, 2018, as expected. Her statement stirred up loads and loads of remarks. If you ask what Emmanuel Letim thinks about it, Tiwa Savage is a queen. She says she wants to be satisfied being second wife. She'd be satisfied being second wife. Okay. But I think she could also still be first wife to someone. It's Tiwa's life, but whatever Tiwa does, I'm pro Tiwa. She can't do anything wrong in my sight. No, she cannot. But I wish her all the best, and all the ripple effect of that statement on social media. It's crazy. Some just saying, why don't you just stick to music, Tiwa? Don't talk about your private life. But she's a public figure, isn't she? Let's talk Black Bones. He's a Nigerian rapper. He's put out a 16-track manifesto. This just somewhat reaffirms why, you know, for some people, he remains one of Africa's most fearless rappers. They say he's bold, he's unfiltered, and he's never ever afraid to throw jabs. Well, after months of teasing, shifting release dates, and even debuting the project visuals on the runway, Black Bones finally released No Excuses. This came out at midnight. It was originally slated for the 22nd of August, but the rapper had to postpone the album, admitting simply wasn't done with it. In his words, he wanted to deliver the best album ever, and the fact that he refused to cut corners. So the kind of perfectionism that has always defined him, for those who are fans of Black Bones. The thing is, it feels like his no love lost relationship with Odumodu has again been magnified. Most have referenced a track on the album as a direct jibe, or if you may, as they say in music, diss at Odumodu. I don't know, some of the lyrics there just, you know, saying he's in a sound rapper, he raps like a baby. Maybe not the exact words, but you know, when they diss, they diss. Well, whatever it is, I hope this whole dissing doesn't go the way of Pac and Biggie. We want Odumodu alive, we want Black Bones alive. They make great rap music for rap fans. Well, it's time to go on another break. When we return, it will be an opportunity for us in Africa Weekly to talk sports. For now, here is Empty Chairs by Burna Boy. Yes, I'm not going to play this track on the show. No Black Bones. Maybe my producer, Jorel, will. But for now, Empty Chairs, Burna Boy.
Am I the only one that's sitting in this hot seat? Am I the only one that's listening to this heart?
Just sitting on the throne, but to me it's just an empty chair. And that's my eyes see clear. Last time I checked, there was nobody there. Took my place without fear. Seems unfair, but this is warfare. Troops on the loose, no civilian here. Got my circle, don't need no square. Because I did for the long ride, I get to push all my feelings, go inside. I be real general, so I can cry. I just say that it's alright. So they don't get no warning in advance. Take them by surprise, it's important. If you want your enemy's fate to be in your hands. You might think that you're sitting on a gold mine, but it will soon be revealed. All is not what it seems. Last time I checked, you were living in a dream. Woke you up, showed you what a good friend I've been. What a friend for, if not for inconvenience. That's always there, I pull up when I'm needed. The seeds where you sow, you could reap them. In the courtroom, it was me, the judge, and the jury, and some empty chairs.
and Uncle T was there, looking at the judge with an empty stare. Prosecution don't care, tryna make the judge give me 70 years. And God show me myself in the heavenly mirror. Never like when my eyes see there. If you're poor, you be victim of profiling. If you no be politician and you manage get rich, then go turn you to victim of society. My enemies are no longer on the streets or the roads. Now they're on the internet or the blogs. And I'm a sold out shows, looking for empty chairs. Free up and break these chairs. Give up just cause we fail.
Welcome back, the final stretch on Africa Weekly this Saturday. The toy department of life, as I like to call it, sport. Oh, my beloved sport. I want to start off first congratulating the teams who have made it through the qualifiers for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Just to mention that Africa, our beloved continent, has a direct qualification spot for the tournament, nine direct qualification sports. So I'd be sharing the names of these nine African nations who have won their groups and secured direct passage to the 2026 tournament that will be held in the Americas, as I like to call it. It was an intense 1 week with teams winning away from home, teams consolidating on performances at home. In Group A, the Pharaohs of Egypt won that group, so they will be at the World Cup. Congratulations, Egypt. Senegal topped Group B. They also will be there. We get the opportunity to see Sadio Mane and the likes. In Group C, it's a group that has Nigeria. Well, the Eagles couldn't top the group. South Africa topped the group despite a prior points penalty, because they had to be docked 3 points and three goals for fielding an ineligible player in one of the qualifying fixtures against Lesotho. In Group D, it was Cape Verde, a historic first qualification for Cape Verde. It's the first time they'll be at the World Cup. What a fit that is for that island nation. In Group E, well, the Atlas Lions of Morocco, the last time they were at the tournament at the World Cup, it was quite the performance, the 2022 edition. They topped Group E, not only topping that group, they won every single match there. In Group F, Cote d'Ivoire, keep an eye on them. They are not just African champions for mouth, as we say. They are, you know, showing walk-ins. They're doing it on the pitch. They won Group F without a single defeat. They went unbeaten all through the qualifiers. In Group G, Algeria, easy winners of that group. Tunisia also helped out yet another North African representation. In Group H, they finished the campaign. Another thing is Cote d'Ivoire went undefeated, but they conceded. Tunisia went unbeaten without conceding a goal. Well, the Ivorians also are pretty good defensively. In Group I, the Black Stars of Ghana, the team we profile today, yes, where you've got the Ashanti tribe, they topped Group I and secured qualification automatically to the World Cup. So again, it's Egypt, Senegal, South Africa, Cape Verde, Morocco, Cote d'Ivoire, Algeria, Tunisia, and Ghana. Well, Nigeria couldn't top their group, but they do have a second chance. They are among the four best second place finishers across the groups, alongside Cameroon, DR Congo, and Gabon. Well, these four teams will face off in a semi-final contest, which will be played next month, the 13th of November, and you have the final to be played 3 days later on the 16th of November. Same Morocco would host it. The winner of the semi-final games will advance to the final, and the winner of that final match advances to the Inter-Confederation playoff, which takes place next year in March 20. So it's a long process, but it's a process or a route nonetheless. So the semi-final fixture for the playoffs, Nigeria will take on Gabon. Gabon has got Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Cameroon, one of Africa's finest footballing nation, will play against the DRC, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Wish the teams all the best, but Nigeria, all the best. Well, Nigeria couldn't do great things at the 2025 FIFA Under 20 World Cup that went down in Chile. They got pummeled by Argentina in the first knockout phase. But we've got our finalists, and gloriously, an African team is in the final. They are Morocco. The World Cup final will go down in Chile, but it will take place midnight here in the UK on Sunday. It's going to be contested between Argentina, Nigeria's conquerors, and Morocco. We're having a great time sports-wise, but politically there's so much also going down there. They reached the final. It was a 10 semi-final for the Moroccans. They played against France, ended 1-1 after extra time, and had to be decided on penalties. Interestingly, the Moroccans had to field the three goalkeepers they took to the competition. One got injured, the substitute came on, and when it was time for the penalties, well, he's a penalty saver, came on and ensured victory for the Atlas Lions. Argentina, no stress, had to beat Colombia 1-0 in the other semi-final. Still talking national teams, days after the senior men's national team of Nigeria, the Super Eagles dashed Benin Republic's dream of a first ever World Cup appearance, the senior women's teams, the Super Falcons, who are champions on the continent, are all set to stop their counterparts from the same country from reaching the Women's African Cup of Nations. But West African neighbours will clash in a final qualification contest for the tournament, which will be played in 2026, the competition will be held in Morocco and serves as Africa's qualifying tournament for the 2027 FIFA Women's World Cup, which will be hosted by Brazil. So it's Nigeria against Benin Republic again. And the manager has called a couple of players, familiar names, Nadozie, who plays for Brighton and Hove in England, and the likes, Azizato Shola. She plays her football in Saudi Arabia, but still called upon alongside a sensation, Folashade Ijamilusi. Wish them all the best. And speaking of all the best, the Under 17 Women's World Cup begins this Sunday. We wish the Nigeria Under 17 team all the best. That tournament is going down in Morocco. Let's see if they can conquer the continent as the Falcons did some months back. National assignments relegated for the time being. Club football returns this weekend, and with its delight for all who enjoy the Premier League, which is classified as the best league in the world. It takes place here in England, so I'd be a bit sentimental also and say yay. Well, there was a cracking contest earlier today. Forest took on Chelsea. Here in Manchester at the moment, City taking on Everton, few minutes left. The Blues are still looking quite colourful. There's a London derby to come between Fulham and Arsenal. That's going to conclude today's fixture. But hey, the big one holds tomorrow. Liverpool taking on Manchester United. Lord have mercy. It's going down at Anfield. And there's been lots of talks of, hey, there will be no chance that just, you know, elicits reactions as has to do with the Hillsborough disaster. And I just want everyone to be well organized. Fingers crossed, because it's always tensed when Liverpool play United, vice versa when United play Liverpool. And you know how massive the audience or fan base they possess across the African continent. Speaking of the African continent, the biggest club competition is the CAF Champions League. The second preliminary round has a fixture that's got a taste of a final. Well, it involves Nigerian champions Remo Stars. They take on South African champions Mamelodi Sundowns. That game will be played tomorrow on Sunday at the MKO Abiola Stadium in Abeokuta. It's the very first time these teams are meeting, and whoever wins the first and second leg will advance to the group stage of the CAF Champions League, which is pretty lucrative. This is an opportunity to see the experience at Africa Powerhouse against a youthful but ambitious Nigerian side. What more can I say? All the best to Sundowns, all the best to Remo Stars, and all the best to you. And thank you so much for being a part of our broadcast. That's the size of the show today, Africa Weekly on Radio Africana. On behalf of Chris Okunua, I'm Emmanuel Atim saying have a fantastic weekend. May it be filled with only positive vibes. Cheers.
My baby, if we nene po, I swear no go cast my lotion. Allow me, dark my shit, push it too. Have you ever had good job? I'm barus. Happy things say they hold till I find you, my baby, move for. My baby girl so fine. Goddamn, you so sexy. Fetch you, look at me like a. No stress, oh my baby, no fear, won't be. The allowance does say, oh long. Nigoro, you not chair. And no rarinji, cause she fall left. But I'm passing me.
until she see my cadaver. She won't stop pushing until she see my cadaver. I walk her 16 hours in a day. No time off, no holiday. No time off, no holiday. Pick two, pick two, last guy check up. Buy my ticket, make her take off. A quality time on Gucci bag, which one you want? You can't eat your cake, I have it. Gonna do this with my day back delay. If you don't do it again, I leave my day wait. This your pattern, no taking. Come back again, my wife, my day. Mama, if it easy to be a man, take my shoes and go crazy. Even when my energy down, I just drink Coca-Cola, come taste it. Why you think my world in me, my jen chiao? My jen shala, if we ingrate. Even when my energy down, I just drink Coca-Cola, come taste it. No need for fast too, cause the message I don't pass through. You the bitches like a gorilla. Show my pretty model, team of forilla. Check on me, baby, check on me. I get you and my family, all on me.
Check on me, baby, check on me.
All on me.
Check on me.
Pick two, let's go check up. Buy my ticket, make a takeover. A quality time on Gucci bag, which one you want? You got to teach your cake, I have it. Gonna do this with my day back delay. If you don't do it again, I leave my day wait. This your pattern, no taking. Come back again, my wife, my day. Mama, if it easy to be a man, take my shoes and go crazy. Even when my energy down, I just drink Coca-Cola, come taste. Why you think my world in me, my gentile? My gentile, if we ingrate. Even when my energy down, why they drink Coca-Cola, come taste it.
Mama, if it easy to be a man, take my shoes and go crazy. Even when my energy down, why they drink Coca-Cola, come taste it.
Why you think my world in me, my gentile? My gentile, if we ingrate.
Even when my energy down, why they drink Coca-Cola, come taste it.
Pricey me up, be way kaka.
Mumba felele, mumba kaka.